Well, hello, radio friends, and once again, this is Minor Hawk, your voice of the gospel speaker, coming into your homes, institutions, and automobiles with another Christ-exalting program called The Voice of the Gospel. And friends, I thank God for this day of grace when we can tell forth the wonderful story of His redeeming love expressed in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our Father and God, we bow in Thy presence to pray Thy blessing upon Thy word about to go forth. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God might take Thy word and cause it to bring conviction and conversion to the hearts and souls of any who are tuned in today who've never been saved or born again. Honor fresh Thy Son and Thy word, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now, friends, today I want to direct your attention to two verses of Scripture. The first is found in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and verse 28. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and He says, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now the second scripture is found in John's Gospel, chapter 1. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 12. "But as many as received Him," meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, "to them gave He power," or authority, "to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." And the Lord will add His blessing to the public reading of His word. Well, friends, today I've just read to you two most significant portions of the word of God. And there is one word in each of these verses which I would like to use as a link in connecting these scriptures for the preaching of the gospel. In Matthew 11 and 28, we read where the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come." And in John chapter 1 and verse 12, we find the word "become." Become. And sinner friend, you'll never become a child of God until you come by faith alone to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Now in our first scripture text, Matthew 11 and 28, we read the wonderful invitation given by the Lord Jesus Christ to all sin-sick and weary creatures of God. Yes, with a heart filled with love and compassion, He declares, "Come. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I wonder if there's someone listening in today, and the cares of this life and the burden of your sins are resting heavy upon your heart. You're all mixed up. You're confused. You're frustrated. You don't have a friend in the world, and you're wondering what life is all about. Perhaps someone listening to my voice today is all alone. No one seems to care whether you're dead or alive. Some of you I know are lying on sick beds, and you feel that death would be a welcome visitor. Some of you have lost faith in mankind. You've been deceived. Yes, your very best friends have left you, and you're wishing you had never been born. Then again, there may be someone tuned our way today, and you've been thinking about taking your own life. But God has caused you to listen in today, whether you realize it or not. He wants you to know that He loves you, my friend. Yes, He wants you to know that He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Friend, God wants you to turn your eyes of faith towards His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved you unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, sinner friend, regardless of how many years you've been wearying and how many sins you've committed, yes, regardless of how great a sinner you might be, I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you. And that's the reason He's saying today, "Come. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And furthermore, there's no segregation with the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't care whether you're red, yellow, black, or white. He still says, "Come." He doesn't care whether you're German, Swedish, Polish, Russian, or Greek. He still says, "Come." And listen, friend, the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't care whether you're Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Buddhist, or Muslim. He declares with all God-given authority and love, "Come. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And friend, I'll guarantee you one thing. If you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ today, you'll find in Him a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You'll find one who is touched with the feelings of your infirmity. And sinner friend, if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ today and accept Him as your own and personal Savior, you'll know the joy of sin forgiven, and you'll have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Friend, listen. I read in John 6 and verse 37 where He says, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Friend, you take one step of faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ today, and you'll find yourself in His loving arms. Now, friends, there's one more point I want to make before I pass on to the next scripture, and that is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ says, come unto me. He didn't say come to the altar, or come to a church, or a religion, or a preacher, or a priest. Oh, no. And He didn't say, come, my friend, to an idea or a philosophy. He said that all ye that labor and are heavy laden should come unto Him for rest. Now remember that, sinner friend. Salvation can only be had by turning your eyes of faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can save your soul and give you rest and peace. In John chapter 10 and verse 9, He declares, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Over in John 14 and verse 6, the Son of God declared, I am the way, not one of the ways. He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And even the Apostle Peter reiterates this fact over in Acts 4 and verse 12 when he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. So that's it, friend. If you're ever going to be saved or born again, you'll have to acknowledge your sinnership in God's sight, and then come by faith to the only one who can meet your need and give you rest and peace, and that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now that leads us to our second scripture text for today, and we're told over in John chapter 1 and verse 12 that when a sinner does come to Jesus Christ, he immediately becomes a member of God's spiritual family. Here's what we read. This is John 1 and verse 12. But as many as received Him, meaning Jesus Christ, to them gave He power or authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Sinner friend, if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ today and trust Him as your Savior, you'll not only receive forgiveness of sin, but you'll also become a child of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ Himself. You know, we hear a lot of talk these days about the universal fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Listen, friend, listen. This diabolical doctrine is nothing but spiritual rubbish, and it is completely unsubstantiated by the Word of God. In fact, over in John chapter 8 and verse 44, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that anyone who is not saved, regardless of how religious they may be, they are children of the devil. In other words, as you listen to this program today, you're either a child of God through faith in Christ, or else you're a child of the devil because you've never been born again. Now, friends, the only way you can become a child of God is to receive His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your own and personal Savior. And this doesn't mean giving mental assent to a given historical fact either. Oh, no. I had a head knowledge of who Christ was and what He did long before I was saved. And another thing, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior is not connected in any way with so-called good works, religious rituals, or feelings. Over in Titus 3 and verse 5, we're told that it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to God's mercy, He saves us. Again, we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Did you hear that, friend? Salvation is by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, friends, if we can't become sons of God through our own efforts, then why does God receive us into His family? Well, we get the answer over in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Listen to this. This is 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Yes, the sinner who comes to Jesus Christ immediately becomes a child of God. And it's all because of God's great heart of love. Over in Romans 5 and verse 8 we read, that God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then again, I think of those wonderful words by the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sinner friend, let me ask you, in the presence of God today, have you ever become a child of God? Have you? Have you ever received Jesus Christ as your Savior and made him the Lord of your life? Friend, has there ever been a time in your life's experience when you were born again into the family of God? Well, friend, if not, then according to God, not me, but according to God, you're still outside of Christ. You're without God and without hope. And it's only God's love and grace that is restraining his condemnational wrath over you today. Sinner friend, God's Holy Spirit could stop striving with your soul right now. Your heart could stop beating. The Lord could come again right now and thus terminate God's day of grace. Then where would you be? Well, I'm not judging you, my friend, but God's Word makes it quite clear that if you don't accept the love and the mercy and the grace of God manifested in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll have to suffer the torments of hell and the lake of fire throughout the countless ages of all eternity. Yes, it's either turn or burn. But my friend, I want you to know that time is running out. Time is running out. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, we read, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, we have that warning, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Friend, I plead with you today. Yes, I plead with you in love for your soul and in view of eternity to acknowledge that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died. Acknowledge you can't do a thing to save your own soul. And if you could, then why did Jesus die? And then, my friend, acknowledge that when he died on the cross and shed that precious blood, the blood which alone cleanseth from all sin, he was dying for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And friend, if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time. And thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father and God, we pray thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. Save souls to his honor and glory alone. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all letters of inquiry to the Voice of the Gospel. That's the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 15134. That address again is the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.